Hare Krishna, so even we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 16, and verse is number 26. We probably finished the whole chapter. There's no property there. Okay. So let's focus on the lotus feet of Vasudeva. We chant this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nishada, Srinivasa, Kapila, Sankha, Bai, Dureha, Jarudhi, Hamsa, Rishaba, Naga, Kalanjara, and Narada. So there is no proper time to read the next verses. It's very similar to what we have gone through, basically explaining them. Jahara deva kutahu mehru pravenaha satamba yogena shaharshamaha udhagaya tahu diva shahastra ramaha pithu tungaya bhavata evam pavenaha pavana pariyata tahu dakshinenaha kailasaha karavirahu Pragaha Atavutevaha Evam Mutarasta Triangama Makaraho Astabhihi Etahi
तुहो अग्नि इभा परिस्तहा चकला करनांगुरी.
I want to read all the verses, then I'm going to read the translation, probably it will make more sense that way.
Memo murdhani bhagavata atmaha yone madhya upalkana purnimaha atyutahe yoganaha sahastihim sahama chaturashaham satakar kambhum vadantihi. तम अनुपारितो लोकापलहम स्थानाम यथादिष्टहम यथारूपं तुरियः मानेन पुरा सर्प उपाकल्पतः.
Translation. On the eastern side of Meru mountain are two mountains, Nahi, Jatahara and Devaputa, which extend to the north and south for 18 yojanas, 144 miles. Big mountain, huh? Generally on the western side of Sumeru are two mountains named Pavana and Pariyatraha, which also extend north and south for the same distance. On the southern side of Sumeru are two mountains named Kailasa and Karapira, which extend east and west for 18,000 yojanas, and on the northern side of Sumeru extending to the same distance east and west are two mountains named Trishingha and Makara. The width and height of these mountains are two yojanas, which is 16,000 miles. Sumeru, a mountain of solid gold, shining as brightly as fire, is surrounded by these eight mountains. In the middle of this summit of Meru is the township of Lord Brahma. Each of its four sides is calculated to stand for 10 million yojanas. It is made entirely of gold, and therefore learned scholars and sages call it Sata Kumbhi. Surrounding Brahmapur in all directions are the residents of the eight principal governors of the planetary system, beginning with King Indra. These abodes are similarly similar to Brahmapuri, but are one fourth the size. Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms that the township of Lord Brahma and the eight subordinate governors of the planetary system begin with Indra and mentioned in other Puranas. Medahuna Bha Purani Shriha Manavati Amaravari Tejavali Samyamani Tatha Krishna Ganaha Paraha Ashardavali Gandhavati Tatha Charnaya Mahayodaya Yashovati Cha Brahmendraya Bhadyadinam Yata Karmam. Brahma's township is known as Monavati, and those of his assistants such as Indra and Agni are known as Amravati and Tejavati, Shamya, Manihi, Krishna, Ganaha, Shardhavati, Gandhavati, Mahyodaya and Yoshavati. Brahmapuri is situated in the middle, and the eight puris surroundings in four directions. So this is the end of the paper of the 5th canto, 16th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled A Description of Jambudvip. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and my spiritual master, ॐ ज्ञानतिवृन्दस्य धनञ्जनाशलाकार्य चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूपाकदामायं ददाति स्वयंपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं सीतपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं सुवैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं सह विजातं सह गुणरघुनाथं पितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं साद्भूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णपतां सहगणं ललिता श्री शाकाम्बितं च हे कृष्ण कर्ण सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिक कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तत्कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि ते जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा
listening to the description of Samvit Jambudvip. And as you have read, it's very tall, mountains are massive, and there's a mango tree there that quite interested me, and the fruits are the size of mountains from there, you know. The jambu fruits are the size of elephants, so you can understand, you know. What it basically shows is that this thing just did not just happened. You know, scientists, modern people say there was a big bang and everything happened. You know, now there's systematic to this. We explain there is Brahmapuri and then there's eight mountains around it. And it has all names. What does that names mean? That name means that every mountain has a personality. It's not just like anyone, you know. So whatever is happening in our life, there's somebody in charge of it. If there's a well, it's just like we have got Mother Ganga, you know, the Ganges River. There's a mother there, there's a personality there, Yamuna River. Similarly, there are a lot of others that we might not be about it. Any lake, you know, any mountain, there's a personality behind it. Somebody's in charge of it. Nothing just happens for the sake of happening. So we should understand that when we are looking, you know. There are 33 million demigods. Right? Each of these demigods are in charge of something. We cannot even blink because there's somebody is in charge of it. You know? Just like there's fire. There's two kinds of fire. The fire we can see, but there's also a fire in our stomach. If that fire is not there, we can't digest food in there. Right? So there's a personality behind everything. Things just don't happen just like you did, you know. And behind everything, there is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So we have to understand this. We cannot repay every demigod. So just like Prabhupada says, he says in the scriptures, you know, we can't water each of the leaves. So the best way to what to do is to do, we water the roots. So if you worship Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottam, right, then everything else is taken care of. Right? So just keep that in mind, you know, this is how we focus. So today, somebody actually asked me a couple of days ago that if I wanted to give class, and I said yes, and one of the main reasons was because it's the appearance of my Guru Maharaj, so Krishna Goswami. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to say a few things about me. Glorifying the devotees is more powerful than glorifying Krishna directly. Because as parents, or you love someone, if somebody glorifies that person, it gives us more satisfaction than when you are glorified directly. You know. And I was with somebody yesterday and they mentioned, you know, it will take us many lifetimes to get out of here. You know. Right? We're just talking about it. You know, and he says, oh, it will take us many lifetimes to get out of here. You know. Yes, if you're not in this movement, you can say that. You know. But this movement is very special. This Prabhupada's movement is very, very special. Now I'll tell you how merciful is our Lord. And let's, I'll give you a description of, you might have heard of Purushottamas, right? Before Purushottamas, he was known as Adimas. And they also called him Malmas. And the reason they called him Malmas was? You know? Because he didn't have any qualities. So they had a meeting, you know, one day. All the monks came. As I said, everything has a personality, right? So Kartik came and all those monks came, you know, so Phagun and all they came. And they said, okay, let's see what qualities you've got, you know. Kartik said, oh, Govardhan Puja, you know, Prabhupada's appearance there, you know. So they all mentioned all those qualities, you know. And then they said, oh, good, great, you know. Kartik, Mahas, Kijar, you know. And then each of them we went, you know, 12 months somewhere, nursing appearance, Ram Navami, you know, and all these qualities, Krishna Janmashtami. Then finally it was the Adi Master. So he said, what do you have qualities? He said, I don't have any qualities. Who is the Ishtadevata? You know, what is the Ishtadevata? Somebody is in charge of it. Somebody is, you are like, now, like a guru, you know, somebody you report to, God, you know. He said, I don't have anyone, you know. He said, oh, you don't have any qualities, you know. We don't want you. You are down there, you know, right? And we call you Malmas. So he got very upset. So he said, let me do one thing, right? He did one thing right, which is he went to Vishnu. Right, Vishnu is lying in Sir Chagar on Sesna. So he went there and he said, this is my situation, please help me now. And he explained the whole thing. Vishnu said, I can't help you. He said, I have to take you up, you know. He said, where? I have to take you to Purushottam. So who is Purushottam? Purushottam. You know, the topmost of Uttam, the most Uttam of all the Purushas, right? So the topmost, when he said, where is that? He said, go to Vrindavan. He said, okay, let's go there. So he holds his hand and they go together to Goloka, you know, and Krishna is there. Now you must be wondering, why did Vishnu take him there? You know? Why did Mahavishnu take him there? Because he also is looking for an opportunity to go and meet Krishna. You know? So it's not only us, they also want to. You might know the pastime where Mahavishnu stole the kids, Brahman's kids, right? How many of you know? He just wanted to meet Krishna. So he stole the kids and finally Krishna had to go and get it. And he said, why did you do that? He said, oh, this was one way I could see you together. You know? So Arjuna and Krishna went. So, same way, he took them there and you know, as soon as he went there, they started actually worshipping, you know, prayers. And one thing, I don't know, it was Malmas or it was Adima said it, or it was Vishnu himself, he said it, you know. He said, you are so merciful, and this is how you judge people, right? He said that, I don't know the Sanskrit word, but I'll give you the translation. He said, you look for three qualities, you know. First is that when you see a person, you don't see anything that they have done bad, right? Any sinful activities. If they did something that was wrong, you just turn your head away from it, right? And then, the next quality is that if they did something little good, little bit of devotion, you magnify it many, many times. So first one is, you do something wrong, Krishna disregards it. You do something a little bit good and he magnifies it. Right? And the third is that you don't see where they come from. Whether animals, human beings, you know, demons or whatever. You don't see that. So regardless of what situation you are in, where you, what is your background, you don't care. Disregard everything bad you have done. Little bit you good did, you take that and magnify it. then you do not consider what situation you can be. And an example of this is Putna Moksha. Right. So you look at Putna. Do you know about Putna? No. Okay. She was a demon. And when Krishna was born, when he was 6 years old, she was with Kamsa. Kamsa was the, you heard of Kamsa? Okay. Kamsa was the person who was trying to kill Krishna. Right? So he had actually, Kamsa was very smart. He would go around the world, fight with people. And when he wins, he does not kill them. He said, I'll let you live. On one condition, when I need you, you come and save me. So this way all the demons became his like subordinates, you know. And when you wanted to use them, you would call them. So Putna was one such person. Putna means Putna, right? So Putna means like Punya, right? So one who has done all the pious activities. Putna was a person, she would even kill them. You know? So it's not like that when you do pious activities you are safe, you know. But you are killed by them. Killed by a Putna. You know? Also all the Purushas were very powerful. She could kill them as well. You know? So she was that kind of person. And one of the other reasons is she was a demon and Nani was Putna. She had the ability to fly. And usually this kind of people fly at night. So what she did, Kamsa called her, and when Kamsa found out that there was a boy who was already born, they were going to kill him. So Kamsa decided he would call his group of ministers, and they sat down and said, what will we do? I could not kill him. Then his son has escaped my grasp, and so what will we do? He says, okay, why don't we kill all the kids that were born in the last 2 weeks or something, you know, between a time frame. And then they started going from one place to another place, killing all the kids. So Putna was the one who was... So the first thing they said, why don't we take an army and kill all the kids, you know? And Putna said, why would you do that? I can do that. I can go, you know, this way. Otherwise, if you're going to take your army, everybody will be rebellious. Right? So if I go and I can tell them. And she said, I have this ability where I can take any form. So Krishna went to, Kamsa, Putna went to Braj. So she went to all other places, she went to Braj. Right? I know you might have seen in movies and things like that. Then she went to Braj, she was killing different people, different kids. That's not right, it's not mentioned anywhere in the scriptures. How can anyone kill somebody who has surrendered to Krishna? Right? So as I was saying earlier, Putna means one who has done pious activities and different reasons, she kills all of them. But one who has taken shelter of Krishna is always protected. Right? So Yog Maya, finally she ends up at Nandagram, at Nanda Maharaj's place. So she goes there, and she's so beautiful, right? Because she transformed herself. She's like a fire inside, a sword inside, right? To kill somebody. And outside, she is completely different, right? So outside, she looks like Lakshmi. Now, this is the quality of the Vrajvasis. When they saw her, they saw her as Lakshmi. She saw Lakshmi has come herself, right? To be here. And everybody was like that. They didn't know what was inside. So this is the quality of the devotees. They see the good in people. They don't just see, you know. A lot of times we criticize, you know. I had someone who was saying, you know, somebody was criticizing devotee and I didn't like that, you know. He said, what do I do? That's our nature because we have been seeing only the bad qualities in people, you know. You know, so we should try to, you know, don't see the good. We have to be like Vrajvasis, we just see the good qualities. If it wasn't, if a pure devotee is not like that, you know, Prabhupada was under like that. None of those real devotees. When Srila Prabhupada went to India, America, what kind of people he was dealing with? If he, Prabhupada was looking for the same quality, then everybody was okay, following the 480 principles, you know, chanting every day, you know. None of us would be here. You know, but Prabhupada saw something, little bit, that they surrendered, you know. So, Kutna went there, and everybody was looking at her, and then she went to Mother Yashoda.
Excuse me.
And Rohini Devi. And she said, can I take the little kid in my life? Oh yeah, it's all good. Because they were seeing hi, somebody special, like Devi Gorgas, or you know, Lakshmi coming. And then she goes, so they were going to the kitchen, she slept with the kid, and then she's going to Putna, to Krishna. And Krishna closes his eyes. There are many reasons that are given why he closes his eyes. So, I'll give a few that I can remember. You know. One of them he was thinking, you know, she's acting like my mother, right? And, but she wants to kill me. So how do I see her face? You know? If I see her, then I'll become compassionate towards her because then I won't be able to kill her. Right? And then he was thinking, again? When I killed the Lord Ramchandra, the first woman I killed was Tarika. Now I have to kill the next time in this life, I will kill the first woman, I have to kill a woman. And killing woman is not recommended, you know. Right? But what can you do, you know? Since the demon is trying to kill him. So there are many reasons like this given why Krishna closed his eyes, you know. He didn't want to show her compassion to her, you know. See, he also didn't want to see because he wanted to kill his friends. She said, how can I see somebody who wants to kill my friends, you know. So there are many reasons like that, you know. And he was also thinking, you know, this is a new one I had, you know. He was thinking, you know, Putna has put poison on her breast, you know, that's how she was going to feed her. It's just called
wet nurse.
Hmm?
Wet nurse. It's called wet nurse.
Wet nurse. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she had put this poison on there. It was the same poison that was produced when they did the Samudra Matan, which was very poisonous, you know. And she was going to use that to kill Krishna. So Krishna was also thinking, you know, that's not my job, you know. Drinking poison is not Sita's job, you know. So I should actually ask him to come and he take his bead and I'll take the milk, you know. So he was meditating on that to Lord Shiva to come back. So there's many reasons like that, you know. And then finally, Putna tried to kill him and eventually she ended up being killed. So my point was that the reason I brought this past time is this. Let's look at Putna and look at the three qualities we're talking about. You know. The first thing was that Putna was so sinful, you know. Right? She had killed kids, you know. Of all the sins, there's about six or eight people you can't kill. One is women when they're kids, you know, people who are not armed and things like that, you know. People, if you're fighting, you know, you have to tell them first. So if somebody's not ready, you should not fight with them, you know. Right? That's what I said. And if you see the Mahabharata, it says, Savadhan, you know. That means the warning, I'm going to fight with you. Now people just shoot you from the back, you know, you don't even know when you're sleeping, you know, like that. But that's not the way to fight. You know? So, what I was talking about?
Three qualities.
Yeah, so the first quality, she was so sinful, such a great person. She was, had great association, right? Who was she associating with? Kamsa, right? And all the other demons. So she did not have good, any good quality. What did Krishna do? Disregarded all of those, right? One good quality, right? Even though she wanted to kill him, right? She wanted to give him poison, but she wanted to also breastfeed him. So he just took one of that quality and magnified it. Right? And we know where she came from. She's a putna, she's a demon, you know, one of the lower class, or the more sinful people. But what did he give in return? He made her his nest in Kaulapindava. Right? So, if you go a little bit back to see what, who putna was in her previous life? Anybody knows? She was Bali Maharaj's sister. Right? You know that? So she was Bali Maharaj's sister. So when Bhamandev went, right, to the Yamuna to get that charity from Bali Maharaj, so she saw him. And he was so cute, you know, Bhamandev, you know. She said, she had this motherly affection, you know. And she said, she's so cute. I wish I could hold him in my hand, you know, and breastfeed him. But then, when Bhamandev, you know, tricked Bali Maharaj, she said, what kind of a kid is this? I might as well give him poison and kill him. And Bhamandev says, the house to him. Right? So in his next life, he accepted power. You know. He eventually gave a coming position as his mother, or an S in this spiritual world, and also accepted the poison that she was going to give and kill. This is how merciful our Lord is. So, this is Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, what is this verse where he says, as you reciprocate, as you surrender? What is the translation?
As you surrender unto yourself.
Right, so Krishna is like that. You just surrender 10%, he reciprocates 10%. But we are not dealing with Krishna directly. Huh? So we are dealing with whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahabhadamyaya Krishna Premapadaya Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namini Kaur Krishna. He is not only merciful, he is Mahabhadamyaya. He is the most merciful. Right? But he also is. When Jagai and Madai were there, he was ready to kill them. But Nityananda, he is even more merciful. You understand? He even saved somebody who hit him. He said, Gaurama Mahaprabhu, you did not come here to kill people. That was in your previous pastimes. This time, we give them Krishna prayer. So Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful. Even more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is, because they liberated people in India only, right? What about Prabhupada? He went to the West, you know. And we are here today because of Srila Prabhupada. He is so merciful. And then, even more merciful than Srila Prabhupada is his followers, you know, spiritual masters, you know. And one of such of his followers is his own Sonam Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Prabhupada said that Srila Gurudev was his right hand man. So I'll tell a few pastimes about him. I always tell people, you know, if you want to understand or know how to surrender, then you study or you read 7 to the 7th. How many of you read 7 to the 7th? It's a book I think everyone should read. You know. It also gives a history of how the movement was started. And what does surrender mean? You know? We get a little position and we get attached to it. And here was somebody who could anything at any moment. You know. The first Sankirtan party was started by Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Because in the beginning they didn't have much to do. They were just, and Prabhupada said, Jayananda was basically running whole temple. He was driving a taxi, getting the money, and Prabhupada said, that's not right. He should all get a job, you know. So they all got a job. Srila Gurudev was working in a Kodak film. Kodak, you know, the film company, right? And his job was, said it was a very hard job, you know. You know, the case where they put the film, his job was to break it open, you know. That's it. So, but it was in a dark place because he can't expose it to the light, you know. And he hated it, you know. So they complained. Prabhupada said, if you can't do this, go and do Harina. And Gurudev said, I'll do anything to get out of there, you know. So he was the one who took over the festival responsibility. And it's not like our Harina we do. Everybody gets ready. They inspect them. Make sure that everything was right. Because they're representing Prabhupada, you know. Everybody was dressed properly, you know. Not like that, he just put whatever on. One is wearing pants, the other one is wearing dhoti. Now everything has to be nice. And then you walk in a line, you get trained, you know, you just don't run all over the place, you know. So when people look at it, they want to look at it, you know. Say, oh, this is something organized, you know. Not like everybody is running and say, oh, who are these, you know. So he did it like that, you know. And then they had so many gold heads at that time, nobody knew what to do with it. So it was his idea, let's do this, right. So they started giving back to gold head. For donations in. So there was a Facebook distribution that started. They were distributing books, but back to God it makes sense. But nobody was distributing the big books. Right? So he said, okay, what we do is nobody gonna give 20 bucks for a book. Let's distribute 20 magazines and then the next person gets a book. Right? So this is how they started giving books in. Even though that person wasn't giving the whole lot of money, but they were collecting enough money to pay for that book. And that's how they started the book distribution. At that time, Srila Prabhupada came to Europe. And they had these big lots of back to God and magazines. Nobody knew what to do it. Every month they were sending new lots of book and it was all part there. So they said, okay, come. And actually, teach these people how to do good distribution. So Srila Gurudev went and did the same thing. And then he started opening centers in different places. And he was in France. He was there for 1 week. He had just started a center and he had recruited a new person. And then a call came from, that time it was telegram, huh? I think so, huh? Yeah, this, a telegram came. Come immediately. So 1 week, new center, new bhakta, he makes him the temple president and he lives here. So this is what it is. Whenever Prabhupada called him, he went there. And when he went there, there's some issues there, and Prabhupada said, take me away from here. And he said, where do you want to go? He said, how about, he said, just take me away from here. He said, how about Florida? Prabhupada said, not far enough, you know. How about Canada? Not far enough, you know. He said, where do you want to go? He said, take me to India, you know. So then they went to Japan, and that's where they actually printed the first set of Bhagavad Gita in there. Do you know the pastime there? So they had this, what was the name of the company?
Dynamo.
Yeah. So they went there, they had a meeting there. And it was very systematic. I think the 7 top people came and they sat down in each way, right? On the table. Junior to most senior at the top. And Prabhupada and Gurudev were sitting on the other side. So Srila Gurudev said, they said, okay, how much? So they give a price. Srila Gurudev is a very close price. Like 10% of what they are asking. And they said, oh, no, this way. And then they negotiate, you know. And then in the end, Prabhupada said, hey, we should be fighting about all this, you know. Right? We should actually come to a compromise, you know. Now that he always knows about these guys, you know. And he's surprised that Prabhupada wanted, you know. So they used to do this, you know, just like this. So they were getting things done at a ridiculous price without any deposit. They were printing heavy books, printed. Because So Mr. Mahakrishna Maharaj was very intelligent that Prabhupada could use in that way. And then when he went to India, he was the first GPC of India. And he was a GPC for a few years, and then he left. And they couldn't find a replacement for him. So Prabhupada was managing the whole thing until he called him back later. To His Honest Mahakrishna Maharaj, the word impossible was not in his dictionary. They were doing this big pandal program, and there was a strike at the docks, and all the cooks were stuck there. Now, if you are from India, you have some knowledge how things are done in India, right? If there's a strike there, nobody can go there, right? Now, there's a book there, the pandal program is there, and they asked the cook to go and get the books. He, I don't know how many calls he made, how many people he, so eventually he went all the way to Delhi, got a letter from there, brought it short to them, then got the book released while the strike was still on. So he did things, you know, and Srila Gurudeva, Srila Prabhupada was trying to acquire that land in Mayapur, where our main temple is, you know. Few people went and tried, nothing happened. And then Srila Prabhupada just gave him money. Said, here's the money, go and get me the land, don't come back until you get the land. So he goes there one week, you know. At that time they didn't want ISKCON to get the land, because they didn't want that. And it was mostly the Gaudiya monks who were trying to prevent it. So he goes there, sits under a banyan tree, you know, negotiates the deal. I don't know how many digits are there on each rupee, every note, you know. It's quite big, right? He wrote every of those, you know, the number sequence of every note that was given in there. And then finally, 2-3 days later, you know, he got the deed signed and he brought it. When he arrived in Calcutta, where Srila Prabhupada was, it was like around midnight. And before he could reach the door, Prabhupada said, go and open the door. And Tamakrishna Maharaj is there. And the servant opens the door, Srila Gurudev is there. He said, Prabhupada is waiting for you. This is midnight. So Srila Gurudev goes, gives the deeds to Srila Prabhupada, and said, this is your land. And Prabhupada said, thank you very much for your interest. So, this was the relationship he had, you know. And towards the final pastimes, when Srila Gurudev was sending him, every morning he would pull him, you know. When he wakes up, Prabhupada wakes up, the first person was somehow waste of money, you know. Srila Gurudev, whatever he was doing, he'll get up immediately and run to Prabhupada, you know. Then he'll get in the blanket, in the mosquito net inside, you know. They go there, he did Prabhupada, you know, stuck his leg. And very few people knew what they were speaking about, you know. Yeah. Because Prabhupada will be talking about his dreams, he'll be asking questions, he'll get there. He was one disciple of Srila Prabhupada who would say he did not agree with what Prabhupada said, you know. Or he'll give his opinion. Most of the time when Guru says something, we don't want to say anything, we might be wrong, you know. Tamakrishna Maharaj was quite different. You know, Prabhupada always said he'll ask opinion. What is your opinion? And he'll give his opinion. You know. It didn't mean that Prabhupada always took whatever. Prabhupada did whatever he wanted to do. You know. But he was also training people like that. So, Srila Gurudev, not only him, you know, I'm just taking one of the persons. You know, because he says, Vyas Puja today, but you know, Jayapataka Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, you know, there's so many of them here, you know. And they're doing so much service, you know, they're so dear to Krishna, you know. They're so dear to Prabhupada, you know. You know. Prabhupada is in their heart, right? And they are in Prabhupada's heart, right? So, basically, if you can make yourself, you know, do whatever Guru Maharaj asks you, and you become this. The Guru Maharaj said, he is my son, he is my disciple. Because Prabhupada is this, right? Prabhupada belongs to Krishna. So, if we become like that, and our Guru Master is Prabhupada, you know, he has done a little bit of studies, you know, I think we can get him on. You know. What will Prabhupada do? He'll tell Nityananda, you know. What will Nityananda do, you know? Tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. And eventually we're going to know it. Because they don't see, Bonita, you don't see the fault in people. They only see what little bit we have done, what are the good things we have done. And Prabhupada doesn't see any of those. He just actually gives us Krishna care. So, on this very special day, a great devotee came to actually help us liberate us. You know. These are not like people like us who are here because of our attachment to the material world. They are Prabhupada's army. They are Bodhita's army. They are here to actually help us liberate them. So on this day, you know, think of them, think of your spiritual master, spend some time read about them, appreciate them, show your gratitude to them, you know. And what would take us millions and billions of lifetime to get out of this material world, we can do it in this lifetime with a little bit of sincerity, gratitude, and a little bit of following the instructions. This, I'm not saying this just to, this is a very special moment. We are in a very special time. And we should have faith in that. Not in our ability that we can get out of here. We don't have any qualification. But just because we know somebody who knows somebody who can get us out of here. You know, just like Prabhupada said, I got the keys to the back door. You know? So when you got keys to the back door, you can get anybody inside. Front door, there's a chokidar there. You know, somebody who's guarding the place. So you have to be qualified. So, with Prabhupada's mercy, we can all go. And what we should do is, we should help each other. You know? Nothing pleases a spiritual master more than you making spiritual advancement. Right? And the best way to make spiritual advancement is to have association of the devotees. Now, I'll give you a little story of somebody whom you know about. What does association means? How easy is it to make advancement when you are association in the association of right people? You know our Sukhdev Prabhu, right? So, excuse me. Those who have been to India or are from India, you know during festival times what is it like to go and have darshan in the temple, right? It's packed like. So he was somewhere. He was a little kid at that time. Did I tell you? So, he was having darshan, little kid, packed. You put a mustard seed, it can't go around it. That's how packed it was, right? And you go with the curl, whatever way they go, right? So, it was so packed that he started being pushed up, right? So, he's off the ground, right? Right? And he's sitting on somebody's belly, you know? And he said he got carried away, all the way, had his darshan, you know. So, because he was in the right place, without any effort, right, he had the whole darshan. Because all of them were going to the same place. So if you are in association of devotees, right, they carry you along, you know. So, this is just a practical example of someone we know. So similarly, as long as you are in the association of, in this movement of Srila Prabhupada, in the association of devotees who follow Srila Prabhupada, you know, the spiritual masters, right? And then help each other, right? It's not only your way. The more of us are together, the easier it will to go. It will be easy to go. Right? So if somebody is going up that day, pull them back in, you know? So, it's not that, you know, somebody makes a mistake, what do? We kick them out. Oh, we ban them from the temple. That is the wrong attitude. That's not the right way. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, it takes gallons of blood to make a devotee. And they won't make one mistake, and we kick them out. Is that right? What you do most of the time? What did Prabhupada do at the time? If somebody had difficulties, either we'll give them this association or association of senior devotees. So when you have difficulties, you give them association or somebody's association so they can get out of that. Prabhupada said once that it's not surprising that he has left. It's surprising that you're still here. So this is our situation. We are in this material world. We've been here for billions of lifetimes. It's easier to go back to that. This is something foreign to us. So we should help each other. Somebody's struggling, help them. Or get them somebody who can help them. We lack devotee care here, big time. A lot of our initial devotees are getting old, they need care, Those that are in position, they look after them. Those who, nobody's there to look after them. People are getting scared of what to do, they don't get to walk, and things like that, So nothing pleases Krishna. Nothing pleases more than Lord Nitai. Nothing pleases more Prabhupada more than we looking after other devotees. So let's keep that in mind. Help each other. Help those who are in need. In whatever little way. Doesn't have to be financial help. Just talking to somebody. Prabhu, how are you? And really care about it. And it will make a lot of difference. So I'll stop here. Do anybody wants to add something to that? My Guru Maharaj is not physically present on this planet at the moment. He left here in 2002, and he was one person. I haven't met anyone like him who could read your mind. And even said that Krishna has given him the ability that within seconds he can know any everything about the other person. And he could not hide anything. And that's what a lot of people said of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada could see through you. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying, I remember a long time back, Srila Gurudev had a garland, and I wasn't even initiated then, And I was looking at the garland in Fiji, they have this from Japan. It was a really nice garland. And I said, really nice to get that garland, And at the end of the class, took the garland out, gave it to somebody, I said, go and give it to him. I was not even initiated. Fiji, hundreds of devotees, senior devotees, were sitting in the theater room. And we do Guru Puja, and we give them cookies. And whoever, when you offer flowers, they get a cookie each. So after food waiting, I was sitting there, and then he was giving different people offering flowers, And I was looking, and said, I don't want that cookie, I want the one who he ate from, So I was thinking like that, I wanted his mind. So when I go there, he had kept a small piece of the one he was eating from, and he put it on the other one, and he gave it to me, looking straight into my eyes, This is what you wanted. Like that. So he was one person, he couldn't hide anything. He probably knew more about me than I knew about myself. And I'm not joking, I'm serious, A lot of devotees were talking yesterday, and another Prabhu was saying one of the things. He said he was very strict, And he was very strict with us, I find it so easy to be with so many other gurus, You can go, you can talk, but come on, Krishna Maharaj. But he said, you are training everybody. Everything has to be pakka. Fiji, he said, Fiji, you get the best prasad in there. Right? Mataji is cooked the best. But everyone, I'm from Fiji, he said, every Mataji was scared that this cook. for you. They were simply hiding in the corner. What did he say? Did he say anything? If he didn't say anything, oh good, you know. Otherwise, you'll go there. What did you do this way? One Mataji made pizza for him. Right? He told her, he said. Said, why don't you cook something that you know how to cook? Why are you trying to give it to me? Because his base has to be like really thin, you know. Said, don't, you know how to cook nice stuff. Cook what you know. You know. So we should do the same thing, you know. If you're cooking for Krishna, cook at home, try it out, you know. And then come and cook for Krishna. Same thing. The idea is to be perfect. Because we're going to serve, eventually we're going to serve somebody who is perfect. You know. So if you don't get trained, how are you going to do? That's what sadhana is. Sadhana is practice. You know. Seeing Krishna as he is. You know. Thik. Any comments? Anyone wants to add anything? Any pastime they had with Srila Gurudev?
I would like to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
It's that there are three types of disciples. And the first class of disciple is the one who knows, the disciple is the one who followed the instruction of the guru when he was told.
Yes.
And sometimes neglect and doesn't know how to do it. Then the guru said again, and he does it as the guru said. That is the second type of disciple. But the first type of disciple is the one who knows in advance what the guru wants.
Yes.
And he does it. And I've been told that that was the character of Tamar Krishna Maharaj, of the idea
yes.
of the disciple, knowing the heart of the guru and doing things, knowing what he wants without
yeah.
being instructed, and was Prabhupada, was pleased with
yeah.
that attitude that he has.
Yeah. Actually, Jayaprataka Maharaj was in Sydney somewhere, and this is what Yogeshwar Govinda told us, you know, one of our, he said, Maharaj was telling them, a few servants were there, and he was telling them what to do, you know. And they could not get it, or they did not know how to do it. And Jayaprataka Maharaj said, you know, I've got servants here, I'm telling them again and again what to do, you know. They still can't follow the instruction, you know. Prabhupada had a servant like this, who didn't even, Prabhupada didn't have to say anything, and he did whatever he wanted. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, as I said, you know, Prabhupada would look at the window, Tamal Krishna Maharaj knew that we have to close the window. You know, it was just like that, you know, just like Subal and Krishna used to communicate, you know. They used to say things nobody could understand. So, yeah, he was like that. He was, that's why Prabhupada could trust him so much, you know. And he knew that if I give him anything, he will achieve that. That was his mood, that was his appreciation for Prabhupada, you know. And I was in Fiji when he said he had a dream of Prabhupada. And he said, there's not a single night that I don't dream of Srila Prabhupada. Just imagine that. Not a single night goes, not a sleep goes left, you know. And whatever he had, you know, he had the duty of Prabhupada. You know, it's not like that we go and say Prabhupada, you know. He used to show his result, everything, just like Prabhupada was there, not different. He never took Prabhupada as a murti, he took Prabhupada as a person. And Prabhupada was supercreated accordingly. The problem with us is we look at these deities and we don't see deities as a person. You know. We see still there, oh, yeah, nice darshan, you know, nice garland, you know. But they are person, you know. And if you don't reciprocate with them, if you don't, you know, it's just like Krishna says, you know, same level, you know. The amount of surrender, the amount of, you know, we do in Krishna, we do the same thing back, you know. Any other comments, anything else? Okay, all glories to Srila Gurudev, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Granth Rasam Bhagavatam Ki, Jaya Sushila Nitaya Ki, Jaya Sushila Nitaya Ki, Jaya Jagannath Bhagavad Subhadra Ki, Jaya Kodama.